Mr. Bases, ve'elu ha'ev l'chachras, these things a person has a chiv to publicize, he found them, get them back. So it's the exact flip case, but there's going to be something unusual about them. Matzah peros b'kli, you find the peros, but instead of being on the ground, they're inside a particular kind of bucket. That's the bucket is the simon. A kli kamoshu, or even just you find a bucket in its own right. Any used utensil is identifiable because it has, you know, whatever idiosyncrasies it has, because it's been used. Ma'os b'kis, you find money in the wallet. A kis kamoshu, or you find just a wallet without any money inside of it. The point is the wallet is idiosyncratic and you can identify it. Tzibure peros, bundles of fruit, they're bundled together. That's in its own right, you know, clear that it's bundled together. Or tzibure ma'os, a pile of money, you find a chest full of money, then the chest itself becomes, the fact that it's in a chest and bundled together, and it's, you know, $82.64, that makes it all, that's its own simon. Or shloshma beyo zeh gavizeh, even if you have three coins, but they're stacked in like a little tower, you know, like a big one, then a medium, then a small one on top of that, that is a simon, and really have two simonim there. Either he could say there are three coins stacked, or we could say there were three coins, or we could say the amount of the money. Any of those things would be effective as simonim, and therefore you have to announce it. Krichos v'rshus ha'yachid. Here are the small bundles of grain, but here it's in v'rshus ha'yachid, there's no traffic, so it's derech hanacha. He'll say I left it in this such and such a place. V'kikaro shel bal habayis, or homemade bread. Homemade bread, everyone recognizes their own bread. It's not like mass produced, therefore it's idiosyncratic, and that's the simon in its own right. Before we had the shearings, the raw material. Here it's post-workshop. What happens is they would basically boil a cauldron with like the red dye, and they'd say, listen, on Thursday at 3 p.m. is when we're doing the red batch. Everyone wants red wool. Come, bring your wool. Then, you know, 10 people bring their wool. And then each person's separate wool would be like knotted in a certain way or whatever, in a way that it's indicative of which, because they're all going into the cauldron together. So that simon would make it recognizable. So we're talking about what's from the Beis HaOmen, from the workshop. Each one has its own little symbol, you know, like when you bring your clothes to dry, then they put your initials, whatever it is, in the inside that drives me crazy. So all that. Kade yain v'kade shemen, containers for wine or for oil. Again, the chiddush that Gemara speaks out is even if it's a standard barrel of wine and standard shape and standard quantity, it's all standard. Even so, everyone seals their barrel differently with like a different seal, so the seal itself is indicative. Hare elu chayv l'hachriz, the finder has to announce them because there's something idiosyncratic that allows for a simon, therefore you don't assume yeish, and therefore you announce it so the person can have a chance to claim it back.